CD sales declined 20% in the first 3 months of this year. At the same time, more and more musicians are taking the do-it-yourself approach. Some are taking this concept to the extremes. Last Sunday, the songwriter Paleo finished a marathon project. Every day for a year, he wrote, recorded, and posted songs on his website. Paleo hasn't just been writing songs in his bedroom. During the last year, he drove more than 50,000 miles and played more than 200 concerts. Along the way, he wrote the lyrics and played his guitar in his van, backstage, whenever he could find a moment. He calls his project a song diary.
Woman like me, woman like me, I like you.
On May 8th of last year, Paleo posted one of his most upbeat songs, Woman Like Me, while he was in Lutz, Florida. Three days later, in Washington, D.C., Paleo's mood darkened. If these songs are autobiographical, then it's been a rough year for Paleo. Another musician called Poddington Bear will release a mere 156 songs this year. Three times a week, Poddington Bear uses a laptop and keyboard to record and podcast atmospheric electronic tunes. This one whirs, buzzes, shimmies, and clicks like music for an airport walkway in the future. Samples from just two do-it-yourselfers logging in creating music day after day. To hear a tiny fraction of the music of Paleo and Poddington Bear, visit npr.org/music. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Deborah Amos.
And I'm Renee Montagne.